in the limelight.
The U.S. dropped 6 million tons of bombs and other ordnance on Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia between 1964 and 1973, along with some 19 million gallons of toxic chemicals, including Agent Orange. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by Robert C. Kohler, writer, in an article published under the heading, The Global Suicide Budget. Stay tuned for more. In 2021, the human race, in order to keep itself safe, invested $2.1 trillion in the ability to make war, to kill one another, even if necessary to end life altogether. It's the planet's largest collective military budget ever, but oh, the irony, the budget will keep on growing as long as the budget keeps on growing. The more Americans invest in keeping themselves safe from the enemy, the more the enemy will have to invest to keep itself safe from them. Gun culture's sidekick is fear culture. The two are inseparable. Alas, in the public domain, fear culture morphs into what theologian Walter Wink has called the myth of redemptive violence. This was President Obama in 2012, commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War, but leaving out a few details. The fact, for instance, that the U.S. dropped 6 million tons of bombs and other ordnance on Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia between 1964 and 1973, along with some 19 million gallons of toxic chemicals, including Agent Orange. The fact that multi-thousands of vets, highest estimate, 150,000, triple the number of American combat dead, committed suicide after the war finished, upholding the highest traditions of the armed forces. The fact that as many as 3 million Vietnamese, including 2 million civilians, were killed in the war, and hundreds of thousands more were injured and permanently displaced. The fact that the term ecocide was coined to describe what America did to the Vietnamese countryside. Somehow, all this never quite hit home in the U.S. Never quite landed in national conscience and caused a change in the U.S. relationship to the world. From the point of view of American leadership, the shattered country of Vietnam became an inconvenience. Americans lost. The war was perceived as an utter failure, and the use of American military muscle plunged in the national polls. Vietnam Syndrome gripped the country, forcing it to wage proxy wars for the next 17 years. Finally, George H.W. Bush launched the Persian Gulf War, which was a huge success from the American point of view, as they claim. Yellow ribbons were everywhere. As many as 100,000 Iraqis died, compared to 144 Americans. But the success was bigger than just winning the war at hand. In its wake, Bush proclaimed, "By God, we've kicked the Vietnam Syndrome once and for all." America was now fully free to use its military again. This eventually opened the way for the George W. Bush wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and for the ever-expanding U.S. military budget, which amounts to nearly 50% of that jaw-dropping global total. And several thousand nuclear weapons sit ready to go whenever one or several global leaders decide the time has come for humanity to commit suicide in the name of keeping itself safe or at least protecting various interests. There is really only one question here, which is, How do Americans change? Virtually every stable human being on planet Earth is in favor of never waging nuclear war, we would imagine. Yet global cluelessness rules, or sort of rules. We fear Americans are trapped in what might be called a metaphorical mousetrap. Americans live counter to their deepest values in order to, as Obama put it, uphold their highest traditions, or something like that. But perhaps even something as overwhelming as war can be dismantled one personal connection at a time. This, to many, addresses the global military budget and the cross of irony with terrifying clarity. The bullets fly in all directions. Sometimes they hit the soul.